Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. Not by a long shot, quite the opposite. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will deliver the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new, uncomplicated tools and new, easy-to-understand strategies to lead a more positive life? No problem. You are listening to Positive Perspectives. Do you need a boost of information and knowledge to transform your life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. On Positive Perspectives, psychic medium Melinda Carver helps you answer your own problems with insights already within you and around you in the spirit world next door. Most people report being amazed, even stunned at Melinda Carver's abilities, attitude, and accuracy. And unlike distant, unreachable other widely acclaimed psychic mediums, Melinda Carver takes time for the personal touch so important to her guides and the realm of spirit. Yes, Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge, no matter how negative your circumstances. Widely welcomed participant at highly respected metaphysical expos and increasingly popular psychic fairs, Melinda Carver invites in the finest and most respected metaphysical professionals in the world to be her guests on Positive Perspectives. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Who doesn't? Listen now live. Your life is your choice. Get positive. Live positive. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. And now, live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess tonight, Melinda Carver. We're going to have a sneak peek at the inside look at my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive. It's available everywhere around the world right now. You can purchase it at bookstores across the country, in the United States and Europe. And you could also purchase it online at Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Wordery in Europe, and Indigo in Canada, plus the all-consumptive Amazon. And you can pick those up anytime. I have a number of book signings coming up also. We'll get into those in a little bit. We're also going to be taking your calls tonight at 646-915-8066. Don't forget to press 1 if you want a reading tonight. So what is going on, everybody? Are you having the summer thrills yet? Tomorrow, June 21st, is the first full day of summer. It is the summer solstice. So how can you celebrate the summer solstice, even though it's midweek and many of you will be at your day job or your evening job? Well, you can light a candle tomorrow to bring in that light, that summer light, into your life. It's going to be the longest day of the year. We're going to have the most light from sun up to sun down. You can party with a bonfire in your backyard or some safe way in a field. You can go outside and play with the fairies. You can take a walk on the beach. You can go stroll by the river, take a hike in the woods or up in the mountains. Be outside. Celebrate nature tomorrow on the summer solstice. And make sure you have that favorite ice cream treat of yours, too, to celebrate with some good, fun sugar. Or if you prefer, make some honey oat cakes for the fairies and put them out in your backyard or drop them off in the woods when you take that walk in the woods. Here are tonight's positive shout-outs for you. Our first positive shout-out goes all to the lifeguards who will be watching over us this summer as we swim at our local pools, lakes, hotels, and, of course, the oceans. Always listen to the lifeguard about the water safety if there is one on duty. And our next positive shout-out tonight goes to all the librarians across the United States that host summer reading contests for your children. Kids get to sign up for reading programs and win fun prizes all summer long. And you can bring in your children to the library. It's a nice, cool, air-conditioned place. And let them explore the wonderful world of books. Those are tonight's positive shout-outs. And if you missed an episode, you missed a lot, check out all the great on-demand episodes available for you free here on Positive Perspectives. I've interviewed TV stars, international best-selling authors, award-winning authors, and regional stars all around the world. Guests have been on the show from Europe, Canada, all over the United States, South Africa, and, of course, Australia. So make sure you click follow this page. Find us on Facebook at Positive Perspectives. For tonight, we'll be taking your calls throughout the show, 646-915-8066. And whenever I do these, we always have to have a little bit of fun around here. So let's play Florida's My House.
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go a while. Welcome to my house.
We're just getting that energy pumping and flowing all around you tonight. As ever, when I do the shows by myself, I always pull an oracle deck card and a tarot deck card. And today I'm using the Energy Oracle cards by Sandra Ann Taylor. She's a New York Times best-selling author. And in the Energy Oracle cards by Sandra Ann Taylor, I pulled out the 14th card. It says Caring Connections. It has a couple, young couple in love. The man has his arm wrapped around her waist, and she's holding a little bouquet of flowers that he's brought her. So when you look today, especially the day before summer solstice, love is in the air wherever you go. This is a high day of mischief with the fairy and elemental realm. It is a magical day for tomorrow's summer solstice. So when you look at the people in your life right now, who do you have to love? What is the most important relationship in your life? When you look at the caring connections that you have between you and someone else, what are you doing to make sure that that person knows that you love them or you honor or respect them? What are you doing to let that person know by your actions or your words that they are important to you? This is just a little reminder to look at your everyday connections, whether it's with your lover, your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, your children, your best friend, who is important to you that you want to acknowledge, hey, you're important to me and I honor you that you're in my life. That's what you want to do tomorrow too in that summer solstice. Now, the tarot card that I picked out is the Ghosts and Spirits Tarot. And I don't know why I pulled this deck out for the summer solstice, but it just spoke to me today. This Ghosts and Spirits Tarot is by Lisa Hunt. And the tarot card that flew out of the deck for the general reading for tonight is the Hanged Man. And on this deck, you have an upside-down man being held. It looks like the Tree of Life in reverse with a skeleton next to him. So what is tripping you up in your life right now? Your indecision blocks you from magic. It blocks you from abundance and manifesting. You have to make a decision on what you want. Which way are you going to go? Stop living in indecisiveness. Stop living in fear. And you have to make those decisions. Sometimes you have to take that leap of faith and go strongly and push more and more and more. And that is what you need to start doing with this beautiful summer solstice energy. It is time to take action. No more sitting back, watching from the sidelines as life goes whizzing by you. You want to make sure you're doing everything you can to live your high life purpose so that you feel the most beautiful energy around you. And those are your general readings tonight from the Oracle and Tarot cards. And you can pick up my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, debuted May 28th. You can pick that up everywhere at bookstores across the world, Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Wordery, Indigo, and, of course, Amazon. I also have a contest going right now. It ends tomorrow, June 21st at noon. So if you have a copy of my book, Get Positive, Live Positive, take a picture of yourself holding that book. You can post it on my Facebook page, that's Psychic Melinda, or on my show page, which is Positive Perspectives, or you can email that picture to me by noon Eastern tomorrow, and that email is melindacarver@att.net, melindacarver@att.net. You get entered into winning a free 15-minute reading with me for those copies of you holding my book in your hand. So send your photos, and the contest ends June 21st at noon Eastern. And there's also a Goodreads contest going on where you can win one of two copies of Get Positive, Live Positive. All you have to do is click on the Goodreads contest page, or you can click on Goodreads and type in Get Positive, Live Positive. It will bring you to that contest page so that you can market yourself and enter that contest that's being run by Goodreads. And we're going to be taking your calls all show long here, 646-915-8066.
Psychic medium Melinda Carver of Positive Perspectives is now not only on audio on Blog Talk Radio, but on DVD in the new series Holistic Highway to Wisdom. Holistic Highway to Wisdom DVD series is pleased to announce three titles by psychic medium Melinda Carver to assist you. Number one, Communicating with the Spirit World. Learn exercises to unblock and open to spirit messages. And number two, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life, followed by Clearing the Negativity from Your Life for Good. These tracks by psychic medium Melinda Carver and Holistic Highway to Wisdom DVD series can be ordered at www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. Holistic Highway to Wisdom DVD series is pleased to announce these three titles. Get yours today. DVD, not only on Blog Talk Radio anymore. Psychic medium Melinda Carver is coming online with Holistic Highway to Wisdom.
And welcome back. So my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, is published by Schiffer Publishing, their new imprint, Red Leaf, to move into the more of the mind, body, spirit. You could also find this in the self-help section of bookstores everywhere. So what is Get Positive, Live Positive? This little book is going to teach you a lot. It's going to teach you the five variants that cause negative energy to enter into your life, that affect you. They wreck your love life, crush your family relationships, and make your dreams and your career go poof up in smoke. This negative energy permeates everybody out there. Maybe you know a lot of toxic people. You have toxic family members or a toxic lover. Maybe your coworkers are awful or you have a monster boss. So Get Positive, Live Positive will teach you the five ways this negativity seeps into your life. And then I'm going to teach you the free or inexpensive tools that you already have in your house, your garden, your grocery store, or your new age slash metaphysical store to help clear that negative energy away. Because everybody wants to live the best, most beautiful life. You all want to welcome positive people, events, and opportunities into your life. And that is what my new book does, Get Positive, Live Positive. This is based on my workshop, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life, that I developed 8 years ago. It's a super popular workshop. I've taught it all around the country. And Clearing the Negativity from Your Life, when I move this into a book form, it speaks in my voice. It's not overly fluffy. It's straight to the point. Gives you relatable examples of the five variants. It also gives you case studies of people who have used my tips and advice to clear negative energy. Plus, there's fun questions and shopping lists and 14 tips to becoming a more positive person. So when you pick up your copy of Get Positive, Live Positive, this book is a manual to help you clear out that clutter and horrible energy that is around you. Dr. Stephen Farmer, one of the men I most admire out there in our field, wrote that Get Positive, Live Positive is a practical and powerful ideas about how we accumulate negativity and, more importantly, detailed advice on how we can clear it. Melinda Carver has created a manual for living that can be referred to again and again. Carmel Glenane, who's been a guest twice here on the show, wrote, Melinda demonstrates how your power and light shapes your new identity when you clear negativity from your life. Receive its message now. And Donna DeNome, international best-selling author, wrote, engaging content to shift to a lighter and higher vibrational pattern, one of those books you'll refer to again and again. And the reason why I created this workshop is I had a really, really bad day over 8 years ago where I was laid off when hundreds of thousands of other people were laid off and I couldn't find a job. All across the United States, there were millions of people that were laid off when the stock market did a mini crash, and I was one of them. And when I was trying to find a new job, I was always told I was overqualified, wanted too much money, or they just didn't think I was the right fit because I had too much experience, more experience than the managers or the vice presidents of the companies. So this is something that I heard over and over again. And one day I had 9 rejections, 9. And I said, I can't deal with this anymore. And in Get Positive, Live Positive, I tell you how Archangel Michael came to me, forced me to get out of bed and sit there and type clearing the negativity from your life in 45 minutes. And then 2 hours later, I was booked to speak at a metaphysical show in Columbus, Ohio with that workshop. And then that is the start of Get Positive, Live Positive. I'm sharing my own personal story with you on one of the worst days of my life and how I use the energy to clear it. I talk about different tools that are free, such as the use of colors in white light sphere and the robe of mirrors. I also give you case studies in there, how to state positive affirmations and which tone to use them in. I also talk about the music you already have in your home. I talk about crystals, sage, my cosmic dust and fairy dust, and of course, copal and lemons and sea salt. And all that is in here. Get Positive, Live Positive. So I want you to start taking that step forward. I want you to change your life, transform your life into something positive. Stop being a miserable Matt or a Debbie Downer. Stop bringing other people down or always putting yourself down. Choose a book that will help you move that energy away from you so that you can start working in the law of attraction instead of its flip side, the law of repulsion. Learn how to welcome that positive energy and great free exercises to help you. And that's all here. Get Positive, Live Positive. You can order an autographed copy from me through my website, psychicmelinda.webs.com. I also put some videos, YouTube videos, on my main page and the news page that you can see me talking about this brand new book. And you can also pick it up any bookstore, Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Wordery, Indigo, and Amazon. I'm so thrilled. If you own a store, you can pick it up to sell in your store through several distributors. New Leaf Distributors, you can buy it from Black & Taylor, and Divorce and Company. So all those are available for you, and you can pick those up today. We're going to be taking your calls all show long, too. Make sure you get into the phone queue, 646-915-8066. Do you want to make sure that you have the best day ever? How are you feeling today?
I'm not feeling too good myself. Oh, oh. Yes, sir. Give it all. Oh, oh.
Bit of Joe Cocker to help you feel all right, to keep that burst of positive energy around you. If you want to see me live in person, I have a number of events coming up this summer. This Friday is my Cleveland book launch party at the Theosophical Society in Cleveland, Ohio, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Come pick up your copy of my book, get it signed. If you already have a copy that you purchased online or at a bookstore, bring that with you. There's going to be food and beverages there too. You can learn more at psychicmelinda.webs.com, or you can go to the Theosophical Society of Greater Cleveland's website and find out more information. I'm going to be doing a book signing at Lilydale Bookstore in Lilydale, New York, on Saturday, July 22nd from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's in New York City. And I'm also doing a couple other book signings in Ohio. I will be at It's Your Journey all day on Friday, July 7th, providing readings to people. And you'll be able to pick up my book between 6 and 8 p.m. I'm going to do a mini talk and sign books. It's Your Journey is in Huron, Ohio. And Goddess Blessed in Lakewood, Ohio is Thursday, July 20th. I'll be there from 3 to 9 p.m. My mini talk begins at 6 p.m. And then Saturday, July 15th, I will be at the Eileen Fisher store at Eden Collection in Beechwood from 11 to 4 p.m., providing book signings during their summer sale. So you can find out this and other information on my Facebook page or at psychicmelinda.webs.com. If you want to see me in Lilydale, I'm teaching two classes there this summer. Wednesday, August 16th, Native American Lunar Calendar, and that will be at 6:30 p.m. in the Lyceum Building at Lilydale Assembly. And Wednesday, August 23rd, I am teaching The Magic of the Fairies at 2 p.m. in the Octagon Building at Lilydale. You can pick up tickets for those two Lilydale classes at lilydaleassembly.com. We're going to be taking your calls. Make sure you get in. 646-915-8066.
Don't miss your chance to speak with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
And we're going live to the phones. We're going to see what's going on with you this night before one of the most magical nights of the year. We're going down to Florida. Hello, Michelle from Florida. I hear you have a career question tonight.
Yeah, do you see any job coming, even a stepping stone, a temp, or, you know,
You want something soon, huh, to help you with your finances. All right, they're showing that the 17th is a number that they keep flowing around your head, and the reason I know it's not a 1 or a 7 slash 7, like a fraction or 1 to 7 days, is they have the 17 and they have the circle around it. And that's flying around your head right now, right above your head. So I'm going to say that within the next 17 days or by July 17th, something should shift for you. You've been really down on yourself, Michelle, and it's showing that you've been saying, I can't find anything, I can't find anything, I'm looking. And you have to stop saying, I can't find anything, and you have to stop saying, I'm looking, because those are negative connotations. It's bringing negative energy to you. So you want to shift that energy around you and start saying, I have a wonderful new job, it's a great stepping stone, and it's a great fit for me, and it's starting now. And use that word now, it's starting now, N-O-W. Do you understand?
Yeah, because I've been applying for all office stuff, and I even just tried to apply for waitressing and didn't get hired waitressing. I have a business degree, and I was thinking of even doing waitressing just to bring an income in.
Yeah, you wouldn't be happy waitressing. You know why, Michelle? You do not have the temperament to be a waitress. You'd end up smashing someone with that coffee pot. That's what they're showing me. You don't have the patience for ignorance anymore. So here we're going to play a little song to get that energy. They're showing 17, so that's either 17 days or by July 17th for you to have a job. Here you go, sweetheart. Here's a little music for you. sorry to roar you back into life. I want you to be very strong and positive and start applying at positions that you want and stop saying I'm looking and I can't find. So good luck to you.
Not
17
even,
days.
Not
they're
the
just showing me 17.
Though.
17 days or the 17th of July. Good luck to you. Thanks, Michelle, for calling. Now we're going to leave Florida and we are going to go up to New England, and this is Amla, who has a love question. Hello, Amla. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you ready for the summer solstice, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah. Bring it on. Bring it on, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I'm for too, so what do you see for that coming in?
You want to know about love coming in?
Yeah.
Well, I know I have a song for you. Here you go.
I've been everywhere, man, looking for someone. Someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe.
Just a little bit there for you. We needed to get that energy pumping and flowing. You have to decide, like that hanged man that I pulled from the Ghosts and Spirits Tarot, you don't know what the hell you want, Amla. You keep changing your mind of what you want in a partner. Do you understand?
Okay.
So you make this list in your head, and you say, okay, I want a guy to be like this. Then you see a different guy who has a different personality, and you're like, well, maybe I don't want this anymore. Maybe I want him. And then you scoot on over to him. And then you get a third choice, and they're all different. They have different body types. They have different personality quirks. They have different side effects. Okay?
Yeah.
And you look at them, and you're like, what the hell do I want? I can't choose. So with that hangman telling you to make decisions of what you want, I would make a list of the five top qualities that you want in a man.
Okay.
What are the five most important things in your life? And then I want you to then stick to those top five. Because the other thing that you do when you keep flip-flopping your decisions of what type of man you want, you also then go back to this list of 20 or 25 things you want this guy to have. Let me tell you, honey, no man is perfect out there.
No.
All right. And if you find a perfect man, he's going to be like 12 or he's going to be gay and he's going to have the wrong equipment for you. Okay. So you want to pick the top five qualities because the top five qualities are what you want to look at and say, okay, I want a guy and he has to have these five qualities. That way you're not worrying about the other 15 to 20 things you want on your list because you're never going to find the most perfect man unless you go and you make him out of mud and candle wax like Isis did a psoriasis to put him back together.
Yeah. So do you see it in the summer, though, coming to me? I mean,
when you decide, they're showing that when you finally decide and you choose what the hell it is, the top five qualities that you want, and you stick to those top five and stop flip-flopping, something will come, and they're showing right around August 2nd or 3rd.
Oh,
you'll,
okay.
Maybe you'll probably have people asking you out, guys asking you out before then, but you'll kind of be like, about them until you meet the one around August 2nd or August 3rd, which will make the butterflies float in your stomach and give you the chills and the thrills. And then you'll be thinking about them every 5 minutes. Is he going to call? Is he going to call? Is he going to call? So August 2nd or 3rd. I hope that helps you, Amla. Thanks for calling. You're welcome. We're taking your calls all so long.
You just don't know until you call psychic medium Melinda Carver.
All right, we're now going to go and stay in Rhode Island. This one is Fernanda from Rhode Island. Hello, Fernanda. Welcome to the show. And I hear you also have a question about love.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and what is your question about love tonight?
Pretty much to see if there's a chance of reconciliation.
And what is the person's name?
Emmanuel.
All right. So you want to know if you and Emmanuel are going to get back together? I'm going to ask you this question, Fernanda. How happy were you really with Fernanda? I mean, sorry, Fernanda. Why? How happy were you really with Emmanuel?
Extremely happy. He is the love of my life.
And how did you treat Emmanuel when you had him in your life?
Wonderful.
And sometimes not so wonderful. And sometimes he treated you not so wonderful. There's this little undercurrent of, I don't want to say pissed offness. The way I'm going to say it is, there's this undercurrent of non-appreciation and discouragement between you two is what how I'm going to say. So the communication was lacking, and there was a lot of non-appreciation on both sides for what you two had. You guys kind of took it for granted, and you're not very vocal sometimes, for Fernanda, when you're with someone. And if you were listening at the very beginning of the show, that energy oracle card, that caring connections, and I spoke about this, which is that sometimes you have to let the people know in your life that you love them and appreciate them. And they're just showing that for the last 6 months that you were with Emmanuel, there was not a lot of love and affection being shown.
Maybe. That's correct.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yes, on both sides. And I'm not picking on you. I'm saying this is for both. Non-appreciation on both. So to get through this, you two would have to have a real sit-down where you clear the air and clear out the miscommunications and missteps and make apologies on both ends, his end and your end, to get through this. Otherwise, it won't come together again. So you'd have to have that sit down and clear the air, and you'd have to listen to him without getting enraged and getting really hot. You have a hotter temper than him. And you are like me, you got to get it out as soon as someone pisses you off. You say it and you're done, where he smolders like the volcano. So you have to learn how to speak to him without getting hot and bothered and angry when he's telling you how he feels. So you'd have to clear that out. If you're able to do that within the next 2 months, you may be able to get back together. If you don't have that conversation in the next 2 months, he's going to pull further and further away and go elsewhere. Is what they're showing me. So good luck to you. And
thank you.
I wish you the best, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in. And we're taking your calls from chat and questions. And you could ask those questions in the chat also. And you could call in at 646-915-8066. Now, what we're going to do right now is I just want to get everybody to clear some of this negative energy, because tomorrow, the summer solstice, is a very high, magical day. And so many people want love. So many people want new careers. And they have this energy all around them. So you can go purchase my Get Positive, Live Positive, my brand new book with Schiffer Publishing, on Amazon or any of the online stores, I said, to help show you the way to clear that up. And then let's just do a brief little thing here. We're going to use Brian Henke's song. And because tomorrow is this beautiful, beautiful day, we're going to play Dance of the Flowers by Brian Henke. Let me get it started to get that energy flowing around you. And we're going to help you clear some of that negative energy away. I want everybody to take a deep breath in and exhale. And as you take a deep breath in, see the color yellow. Golden sunshine all around you. Breathe in yellow and allow that sunshine energy, that warm, positive energy, to enter your being. Allow that yellow sunshine to flow in through your heart chakra as you breathe in. Allow that yellow ray to expand down to the solar plexus, your sacral, and your root. And happiness. Breathe in that yellow sunshine rays in the center of your heart. Allow that expand upward to your throat, your third eye, and your crown. Feel that golden sunshine flowing through all your chakras and into the ley lines of your body, connecting you with earth energy, clear self-doubt, clear self-sabotaging acts. Raise your vibration. Work in the law of attraction. Take another deep breath in. Exhale. And that was The Dance of the Flowers by Brian Henke. You can learn more about Brian's music at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Henke, H-E-N-K-E, guitarist.com. We're going to be taking your calls all show long. You call in at 646-915-8066.
Are you having issues in your life? Are you having real issues in your life? Do you need some help? Do you need clarity on a situation? Do you need a little guidance? We all do at one time or another, and get enlightened. Order your psychic reading or dream interpretation with psychic medium Melinda Carver. Order your psychic reading or your dream interpretation with psychic medium Melinda Carver, and you may get the clarity that you need to get through your long night. Let Melinda guide you through. You are not alone. You are not alone. Call, order your psychic reading or dream interpretation. Psychic medium Melinda Carver.
And welcome back. If you want to watch some free videos, read some free articles, go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. And when you pick up my brand new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, you can check out 14 tips to become a more positive person. This is a great list. This was originally published in my monthly newsletter 8 years ago. It's going to teach you how to do some easy steps to be a more positive person so that you can allow that energy to come around you. I also provide in my book positive affirmations for you to say to help align that energy. And I'm going to say my very favorite one that is listed first in the book. Ready? Here is a great positive affirmation. I act in a positive manner with positive energy flowing into my life in all directions. I act in a positive manner with positive energy flowing into my life in all directions. Using the right tone will really help boost that energy. There's also a channeled message from Archangel Michael in Get Positive, Live Positive, case studies and relatable examples. So get your copy of Get Positive, Live Positive. If you're just joining us, you can pick that up on Amazon, Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Wordery, and Indigo, and bookstores around the world. There's also a Goodreads contest where you could try to win one of two free copies on Goodreads. And don't miss sending your photo holding your book to me. You can email that at melindacarver@att.net or post it onto my Facebook page at Psychic Melinda to be entered into the free 15-minute reading contest that ends tomorrow, June 21st at noon Eastern. A winner will be selected for that free reading. So let's see what we're going to be doing now. We have a bunch more callers. And if you want to see what's coming up this Sunday, June 25th, I have Ray Gooseby, who's going to teach us Haunted Ohio, some of the haunted sites in the state of Ohio, and talk about his upcoming MS fundraiser. We also have Mark Kasich, who's going to be talking about the caves and monasteries that he explored during his spiritual trip through Asia. And upcoming guests in July, Greg Grisbowski, Soul Soother, Energy Healer, returns July 9th. Donna DeNome returns July 11th. And Ariel is coming back on to talk about angels. So we're going to have some great, great episodes coming up for your summer to get that energy pumping and flowing all around you. What do you want to know today? 646-915-8066.
Don't miss your chance to speak with psychic medium Melinda Carter.
And we're going to go all the way down to Georgia. And this is Mary, who has a career question. Hello, Mary. Welcome to the show. What's your question this evening?
Trying to finalize up on a contract that we've been working on. And he's been out of the country, and I was wondering if he'll be coming back in. This trip was delayed. He was out a little bit longer than anticipated.
Yeah, they keep showing me 3/4, so that's been 3 or 4 weeks extra that he's been delayed. The contract shows that it will go through. It's just his other business interests are more pressing to him is what they're showing to me. And it will probably be another week or two before he returns to start working more on that contract with you is what they're showing. But the pressing engagements on the other businesses he has out of the country, that's what's keeping him there. Not because he doesn't want to do the contract with you, not because he doesn't want to do it at all. It's because that other pressing businesses there. He owns multiple businesses, so if there's problems that comes up, he's very hands-on, and it was a big mess that he left with managers, so that's why he's down there cleaning it up. So they're showing that he'll be down there for another week or two before he returns, and then he'll start switching gears to work with you on this contract, Mary.
Okay.
Well, good luck
Thank
to
you.
You I hope
very
that's
much.
Helpful. You're welcome.
It is very.
And now we're going to go to Louisiana. Hello, Debbie. You also have a career question.
Yes, thank you. When you're talking about positivity, I feel like I'm surrounded by a lot of negativity, especially at work, my boss. And, you know, there's one or two nice people I talk to. But I'm wondering if it's just not the right place for me, or is some of that negativity going to move?
All right. That's a perfect question. Okay. So unfortunately for you, you have a monster boss.
Oh.
I talk about those in my Get Positive, Live Positive book. Monster
yes.
bosses. I know this because I used to have one, like huge monster. Okay. That negative energy that you're dealing with, that negativity at your workplace is not going to go away because your boss is not going to go away. You understand? He's going to stay there.
She's horrible though. She's conniving, and I just can't believe they can't see it above her.
Well, she gets results other ways.
She steals our work though and claims it as her own.
Of course. This is why she gets accolades, because she is just a monster. And they
She's
know some of the things she does, but because she gets results, they leave her. And there's other people, if you notice, someone always has to deal with some toxic asshole. And that is your boss, is a toxic asshole. And that's how I'm going to say it. And because
yeah.
she really, really, really is. And they are not going to, the higher-ups, the owner, the executive team, are not going to do anything about her because she gets results. So she's not going to be leaving anytime soon. The only way she would be leaving is if she found another job that's going to pay her $20,000 more. She
Nobody's
may have interviewed
her.
With other people, but because she's so nasty and entitled, no one's hiring her. So she's not going to leave where she is because she's not going to get that $20,000 more that she wants. And her nasty
right.
attitude and entitlement when she walks in an interview is going to keep her where she is. So I would suggest that you start polishing up your resume.
Okay.
And write on the back, print out your resume, and write on the back, I have a wonderful new job. And then list 2 or 3 of the qualities you want. Excellent pay and benefits, respectable coworkers or your fun environment, whichever top three mm-hmm. things that you want at that new job, write that on the back of that resume and start sending it out, because that's the only way you're going to get rid of her is if you move on, because that's just how she is. So this is what I'm going to play for you, Miss Debbie, to help you get those wings going. Little bit of flying, open those wings, spread them, and leave where you are, Miss Debbie, because you're not going to be happy there.
Okay. Do you think she stole our bonuses too? She's really bad. Like, is there
probably
a chance I can get them?
Probably.
There's no chance I can get them before
not unless
I go?
Not unless you went over her head, or you sent a message saying, hey, when is our bonuses coming, and copied everybody.
Okay.
So. Yep. Good luck to you. Thanks, Debbie, for calling in. 646-915-8066. Don't forget to press 1. We have a question from the chat room for Love Thy Work. She said that she's single and open to meeting the right person. So Love Thy Work in the chat room. You have to change up where you are going to meet people. You need to change the areas that you're looking in. So you want to change the restaurants, bars, or clubs that you're going to. You want to go to someplace a little bit more business casual, where there's less emphasis on drinking and sports and more on making connections and in the business manner. If you change those places that you're going to, you'll find a higher quality person, and you'll be taken a lot more serious at a work/business networking event versus the corner bar. So good luck to you. Love Thy Work. And that's what we're doing today. 646-915-8066. We'll be back on Tuesday with Ray Gooseby, Haunted Ohio. And if you want to check out all the great on-demand episodes, we just had Margaret Ann Lembo on this past Sunday with her new deck, Masters, Mystics, and Saints. Michelle White Dove has been on numerous times. Check out those free on-demand episodes available on Positive Perspectives and iTunes.
You are listening to Positive Perspectives with psychic medium Melinda Carver. Do you need a boost of positive energy to assist you in having a better life? Melinda's positive energy products will help you attract positive people, positive events, and positive items into your life. Get positive, live positive. Do you need a boost of positive energy? You have come to the right place. Do you need to get positive, to live positive, to attract positive people and events and items into your life? You have come to the right place. Do you need to turn your negativity around? You have come to the right place. Welcome to the positive energy of all that we have to offer here on Positive Perspectives. And into every facet of your life, www.psychicmelinda.webs.com, www.psychicmelinda.webs.com.
Welcome back to the show. If you want your own private session with me, go to psychicmelinda.webs.com. I offer readings via telephone, Skype, and Facebook call. You'll be able to have those live sessions, 15-minute, 30-minute, or 1 hour with me, where we get to the nitty-gritty and everything that you want to know. I am a psychic medium. I could also use tarot oracle cards if you want those too. But most of the stuff I pull up is from the psychic abilities and the mediumship and what the spirits are saying. And again, that's psychicmelinda.webs.com. You can check out some YouTube videos of my interviews. If you go to YouTube, type in Melinda Carver, you'll see me on Rants and Rave with Don Michaels. There's 3 episodes of that show, and there's also Conscious Media TV, where I've interviewed by Steve. Check out those videos. Some of them are on my website, again, psychicmelinda.webs.com. www.thewebs.com. We're taking your call, 646-915-8066.
And now, back to the phones with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
And we're going to see Yvette in California. Hello, Yvette. Welcome to
Hi.
The show. And you have a love question tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting one because I kind of wanted to get confirmation on something. I wanted to know if this woman with the L initial was trying to set me up, like finagle, and or she had an agenda to set me up with a guy with an A initial. And it just felt muddly, slightly messy, and gave him my number, business thing, and I just wasn't falling for it. I think I would have been interested if it was a little bit more easygoing about it, like have an event at her house or something, but something like this pushy nature, I didn't feel okay with that. I just never responded.
Well, what is the guy's first name? Just the first name. I need the first name,
not just
the initial.
Adrian.
Okay. So the L lady, because I don't need her name. Adrian feels like a good, solid guy, a little bit shyer. That's why he needs help. And L, this L lady, feels like she takes him under her wing and is trying to be a good friend and supportive friend by introducing him to women she thinks are appropriate. So the good thing is how you can look at this is that L thinks you are an appropriate person to introduce to her good friend. Now, the thing goes, if you don't like men that have good friends and women, then don't date him because you won't be happy of that. Because she's always going to be around.
That's what I thought. I don't like meddlers. Like, yeah, I'm an adult person. I'm not a child.
No, she's not going to meddle, but she's always going to be around. She's very good friends with Adrian. She feels like a sister to him. And if you can't handle a boyfriend that has a friend that is a good friend
That. No, that's not. Yeah. I would never have that problem. That's not that. Absolutely not.
So he would be a good person, but you'd have to make sure that you'd be happy with her being around because she will be around. If you don't like her,
Meddling isn't. Yeah, around is fine.
Well,
meddling isn't.
No, she's not trying to meddle. She's just trying to introduce her friend to someone, and you're looking at it in a harsh light where she's looking at it that you, Yvette, are, and again, I'm repeating myself, and this gets old, repeating myself, she thinks you're a good fit for her friend. So you choose if you're going to go out with him or not. He feels like a good guy. You just have to decide if you like her enough to be around her more often. So good luck to you. Thanks for calling, Yvette. And then we're going to go down to Texas, and this is Dee, and he has a career question. Hello, Dee. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for welcoming me. I guess I just was curious what career you saw best fit for me. Yep.
Okay. What do you want to do, sweetheart? Because I'm going back to that Ghost and Spirits tarot deck that I pulled with that hanged man. And when you start talking and you don't know what you want, and they're showing me that hanged man photo hanging above your head. So there's decisions to be made. And you could be multiple things that you have good skills at. So you want to look at what it is that you love to do. Where's your skill set that can fit into the things that you love? So what are your top two things?
I already know the things that I love.
Like
I guess I'm just curious what you psychically sense, you know, like when you use your psychic abilities, what do you connect to? What do you feel? What feels like the right career path for me rather than me
they're
telling
showing,
you, you know?
Yeah, well, they're showing me, well, you know, honey, this could go 10 different ways, but I'm picking up you need to be around people. You're a people person. You have a good way of speaking with people, and you need to be active in a community where you are interacting with people, not hidden away by yourself in some little closed room. You would not be happy doing that. They show that you wouldn't be happy doing the same thing over and over, so you wouldn't be good in a factory or a kitchen because you wouldn't like making the same things. But they just keep showing people interacting and that you are a talker and you talk, and you use words to help create and manifest. So you need to do something where you are interacting with people on a daily way and that you are always changing up what you do. So no day is the same as the day before. It might be similar type of work that you're doing or the same type of calls, but because of the interactions, your own personal interactions with people, that would be the way to
go. I see what you're
saying. Yes. And they really need to be there because you could touch a lot of lives is what they're showing me. Like your energy snakes out and could touch a lot of lives. And that you're very good with words and speaking. So anything that you're doing, public speaking or in front of groups of people, will be good for you.
That makes sense. I'm actually a radio show host.
Okay. There you go.
And I talk all day, every day. I'm a Gemini as well, so it makes sense. And I write. So, yeah, it's perfect. You definitely were on to something.
Good. Thank you so much, Dee. Many blessings to you. Thanks for calling
Bye.
In. Bye. And if you want your own full reading, psychicmelinda.webs.com. Make sure you pick up my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive. Let's throw in another caller. 401, what's your name? Where are you calling? We'll try to squeeze you in here.
Hello?
Hello. 401.
My name is Carrie. I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Carrie from Rhode Island. And what is your question tonight, Carrie?
I actually am a first-time listener. I was on earlier in the show, and I got bounced off, and then I received a different call, so I missed most of the show. I was calling in for just a general reading from you overall, maybe tailored more to my romantic life right now at the moment.
Okay. We'll have to do this really quick because I only got 2 minutes left of the show. What do you want to know about your love life, Carrie?
The current obstacles, if any, that we're facing or outlook.
All right. What's his first name?
His name is Keith.
All right. Well, they're showing me, Carrie, for you and Keith, that you need to start filling in some of the gaps between you two. There's these little gaps that are appearing between you two, a little bit of a lessening or pulling away. I'm not sure if they're showing me that you're the one pulling away or he's the one pulling away, but you need to fill in these little gaps, and it's going to be filled in with light words and short sentences, and it's going to be filled in with showing of affection and love. Do you understand?
I do.
Because they're just showing this pulling away. It's like you guys are stretching like Gumby, and he's going off in one direction, you're going off in the other, and you want to bring that back as a whole, showing more affection and being more affectionate and loving with your words to him. Because you've been really aggravated and disenchanted sometimes, and he can sense that, and he doesn't know why. And so you want to scale back the things that you're saying or start looking at what you want to fix with him to bring that back to what you once had. Otherwise, you'll continue to pull away, and it will disintegrate is what they're showing me.
Okay.
So good luck
to
you.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. You're welcome. We're out of time. We'll be back Sunday with Ray Gooseby. We're going to close the show with Brian Henke's song, It's a Beautiful Day. Good night, everybody. Many blessings.